Just a few halachot from Arav Ben Ishai in Perashat Va'era Halacha Zayin. He's talking over about the kavanot in the first pasuk of Shema Yisrael. The pasuk Shema Yisrael, Ya'aseh Peskeh Tevot Kol Shte Tevot B'yachad. Shema Yisrael, pause. Hashem Elokeinu, pause. Hashem Echad. Altogether, it's three parts to the first sentence. Ki Shema Pirusho Kabbalah. Shema Ove means to accept. Kemo Shemor Veshamarta. Targumo Tar Utkabel. To receive, to accept. Vegamu Lashon Havana. Shema also means to understand, to perceive. Kelomar Shema Haven. Understand. Vekenu Kan Omer Shema Yisrael. Kelomar Kabel Devarim Elu. Accept these things. Vahavinem v'tida'im, and understand them. What things? Sheta'amim b'am, that you should believe in them. What things? Vehu, ki Hashem hu Elokeinu. Hashem is our God. Ve'od, and the third item, hinehu Hashem Echad, and that God is one. V'nimsa baze, yesh kabbalah v'hoda'a b'shte devarim. You're accepting and admitting to two different systems in the belief. Ha'echad, the first thing is Kabbalat Malchut Shamayim. Be'omro Hashem Elokeinu. What does that mean? Demode, you're accepting upon yourself Shekibalnu Elahoto Liyot Lanu Le'elowa. We accept God as our God. Ve'anachnu Abadim Lo. And we are His servants. That's Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shamayim. Hashem Elokeinu. God is our God. Ve'sheni Hu Enyan Yichud Hashem. Be'omro Hashem Echad. God is one. That there's no partners, there's no shituf. She'en lo acher, she'en lo sheni. Kemo shamar Eliyahu Navi zechul latov, and to had ve'la bechushban, which means God is one, but not like one of numbers, because one in numbers has a two that follows it. And to had ve'la bechushban, but not like the regular one of a numerical system, because this one does not have a two that follows it. So again, Shema Yisrael, I am accepting upon myself and I understand. What do I understand? Number one, Hashem Elokeinu. I accept upon myself, O Malchut Shamayim, that God is my God or our God. And therefore I am His slave. And number two, I'm accepting upon myself, Hashem Echad. That there's only one deity, there's only one power, and that is Borei Olam, and Tuhad, Melab Bechushban. Ot Ayin de Shema. If you look in your Sidurim, you'll notice the Ayin of Shema is written big. And the Dalid of Ehad is also written big. That when you're saying the Shema, you should picture in your brains the Ayin big and the Dalid big as well. When you're saying the words, you're supposed to visualize the letters in front of your eyes. And these specific two letters, now the simple interpretation why those letters are big, because they spell the word Ed, the Shema of Ayin, and the Dalit of Ehad is big because it spells Ed, which means you're being a witness. A witness, a testifying on the oneness of God and that we are His servants. Furthermore, the reason why the Dalit of Ehad is big is because Chas v'Shalom, if a person would not see it clearly, it might look to him, as it says, Bar Minan Acher, that God is Acher, Chas v'Shalom, someone else. And therefore we make the Dalit big so nobody makes the mistake that indeed it is Hashem Ehad, meaning the oneness of God. I don't know.